Support for today's broadcast comes from ADM. Their FarmerView mobile site features up-to-date futures, weather, market commentary, and local bids, and offers ADM customers access to contracts, deliveries, and payments. Available at adm.com/farmerview.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red December wheat at 712 is up 7. March, 712 and a quarter, up 6.5. Soft December wheat, 655.5, up 5.75. March, 669, up 7.25. December corn is 420.75. It is up 4.25, now 3.75. March corn is trading 429.25, up 4.75, and July at 445, up 5. January soybeans 1325.5, up 4.25. March 1310.5, up 4.5. July at 1283.5, up 4.75. December soybean meal 446.40, down 60. January 431.30, now 20 up to 40. December soybean oil 40.17, down 17. January 40.42, down 18. December live cattle 133, down 25. January feeders 165.45, up 10 cents. December lean hogs are 85.55, and they are down 47.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
It's been back and forth this morning.
It's been quite an active morning. You know, we started out when we come in this morning, things were, beans were definitely under pressure, eased off a little bit with the reopening and everything that way, and we've since seen somewhat of a steady climb in the corn and the bean market, now seeing green numbers there.
Any reason particular for that?
I think that there's been some terrible fears about cancellation of soybean contracts from China because we've had the problems with the corn, the talk about they don't want to put the GMO varieties in with their state-owned reserves to go that way, talk that some of our corn has actually been going in and they've been putting it in the higher government support price, and just a real nervousness about that. Also, of course, you know, there's great weather in South America. Looks good that way. We're seeing a little strength in the wheat market because of the possibility of some cold, frigid temperatures where there's no snow cover for that. So
yesterday we made a new low in the corn market for the move. Is that low enough for now?
Is it low enough for now? I think that's all going to depend on farmers' movement here just because we still want to use a lot of corn in the ethanol plants. The corn processors are still using quite a bit of corn. And if we've noticed, we've seen a little uptick in our shipments as the last couple weeks, and we do need to keep the corn flowing that way. Our feeling is we're in a 420 or a 410 to 440 trading range. We want to buy the lower end of that, and we want to sell the top end of that, because right now I think we're somewhat in a trading range.
And what about basis? Is basis also in a trading range?
Basis is as need be in certain areas. You know, we'll see it get hot in certain areas where the ethanol plants are at right now, sometimes at the river if they've got some shipments going out. But in general, the basis is staying very, very tight for this time of year.
What about the non-speculator? Are they returning to the sidelines? It is December, after all.
It is December. We generally see the fund traders sort of exit the market sometime during the last 3 weeks of the year. It's generally a slower time, the holidays taking over and backing out that way. We've seen a little of the lightening up of some of the fund money, but as of yet, they're still in there pretty heavy.
What do you make of the fact that the hogs in particular are seeing collapsing volatility? Is something brewing there?
You know, we're waiting to see the time period where all the hogs that we lost and farrowing there and the younger hogs to come through and see if the numbers will dip at that point in time. They haven't dipped as of yet, Dave. So, I mean, I think that that's one of the things we're doing. Also, the volatility on the hogs, the meat situation, you know, the hams are what we eat at Christmas time a lot of times now, so we should see a little bit of pickup for that.
So I am sure you get plenty of calls from hedgers saying, what next and what now? What are you telling them?
Well, Steve, I talked to Steve Fried this morning up at ADM in Chicago, and he said he'd been out to a meeting with 100 farmers last night, and they're saying, what do we do? You know, as we're looking at all these prices, we're lower than we thought we should be for next year in some of the cases. They're under the, where they're paying a lot of cash rent, they're under the cost of production, and they're wondering what to do now. So, you know, I think the fact of the matter is probably, you know, on the new crop beans, somewhere around the 1175 is the first mark, we might start selling some more. And in the New Deese corn, you know, we're 457 and a half. Probably if we can get between 465 to 470, we're probably going to, you know, make a few more sales there.
A lot of time between now and spring planting, although producers are soon to get the good deals on seeds. They're going to have to make some decisions.
You know, I know our seed corn dealers locally here, they need to wrap up for the first discount period here this week, and they're out there, you know, collecting money and going on that way. So a lot of guys are making some seed decisions going along that way, and, you know, farmers do love to plant corn.
So you don't think it will impact the corn acre? I mean, there's been also talk already that next year's corn acres will be somewhat less, significantly less, depending on who you talk to, somewhere between, well, anywhere between a couple million and 5 or 6 million.
We will probably see a cutback in the corn acres, because there will be some people that will want to add a few more beans, because that does look like the beans are a lot more advantageous compared to corn compared to last year by a long ways, you know, with these lower prices. So we do look for a cutback in acres of at least a couple million acres. You know, as we progress and get closer to this planting time, we look at the corn-bean ratio, that'll mean the difference whether we increase to more acres of beans or not.
What do you make of the U.S. dollar these days? It's been, I think it's going lower again, is it not?
It's down 31 today. It's at 80.62.5. Basically, we do look for support to come in here at the 80 cent level, to come in on that. But dollar under pressure, you know, as more we do in this talk of the budget deficit and not coming to some agreement, isn't going to be healthy for the dollar.
Yeah, 100-day moving average has really been overhead resistance for the better part of a month.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, unfortunately, when our government can't make decisions, it isn't healthy for our dollar.
Oil. We don't talk oil as much as we used to. It used to be a couple of years ago, oil and corn were like brothers, and they were tagged to each other. But we do have OPEC coming in and meeting on Wednesday, and Iran wanting to recover a significant part of its lost marketplace. Could that have any impact over into the grains if Iran were to get its lost market share back?
Well, I mean, of course, as we do that and put more oil out there, we can look for the oil market to maybe retreat a little bit. As that comes back a little bit, of course, it cuts into ethanol margins, and it cuts into ethanol margins, it means what the ethanol plants can pay for corn. So all in all, yes, it does. I mean, it's a sort of a chain of events that seems to push us, and, you know, as the crude oil goes down, why the ethanol blending rate or the cost to produce it changes in what the margins are. So I would think the lower the oil goes, it's probably not very good for the corn price.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Turn our attention back to the marketplace and see what action has taken place in the last few minutes. Hard red December wheat is 712 up 7, March 714 up 8 and a quarter. Soft December is 655 and a half up 5 and 3 quarters. March 668 and a quarter up 6 and 1 half. December corn 419 and a half up 3. March 428 and a quarter up 3 and 3 quarters. And July at 443 and 3 quarters up 3 and 3 quarters. January soybeans 1324 and a quarter up 3. March 1309 and a quarter up 3 and a quarter. July 1282 and a half up 3 and 3 quarters. December soybean meal 445.50 down 150. December soybean oil 4017. Down 17 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.